We're talking this morning with Sadie Howell, who is the CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning.
So what is it we're going to talk about today? I see there's an annual meeting coming up on the 9th.
Yes, I thought, why don't we talk about our annual meeting and talk a little bit about what will happen at the annual meeting and recognize our award winners. So every year, as a organization for 113 years, we've held an annual meeting, and it'll be this Thursday, April 9th at 5 p.m. at the Radisson in Fond du Lac. And our annual meeting, we do a look back. So we'll talk about the highlights and successes from 2025. And then I do a look forward to 2026 and beyond. We'll be particularly talking about our five-year strategic plan that we just rolled out. And then we give out awards every year. And so I thought I'd take a little bit of time to talk about some of the award winners. I'll start actually with the Business Excellence Award with somebody right in your backyard, Bob Vines and Rush's Winery in Ripon.
It's a great place. Very good place. So, yeah.
Yes. I've spent many of dollars and time there at Vines and Rush's, owned by Ryan and Megan Prelwitz and their family, and just really recognizing what their years of hard work and how they have really made a destination of a signature place that people want to go and spend a lot of time at and go back again and again. It doesn't hurt that the wine is absolutely delicious as well. And then we're also going to be honoring AdvoCap for the Eden Schneider Award. So the Eden Schneider Award is actually the reason Envision exists. We are the combination of the former Fond du Lac Area Chamber of Commerce and Fond du Lac County Economic Development Corporation. We came together in 2017 through the two board chairs, Jim Eden and Tom Schneider. And so this award recognizes either a group or an organization or maybe a couple organizations for their collaborative work of coming together. And AdvoCap, which operates over in the western part of Fond du Lac County as well, in Ripon and Green Lake, they are a nonprofit that supports those in poverty through housing, through financial, through business support, through child care support. So they work across a lot of different avenues and are really there to help those rise out of poverty. Our Volunteer of the Year Award goes to Jeff Munsma, who has been involved in a myriad of Envision activities, including our young professionals and our agribusiness council, and most recently our advocacy committee. So Jeff is a longtime Fond du Lac County resident and currently also serves as the Town of Fond du Lac chair. Our Entrepreneur of the Year Award goes to Mike Lebb, Lebb Insurance. Mike also was behind the Fond du Lac Beer Company. So for the first time in, I think, like 60 years, Fond du Lac has a brewery, and Mike is our serial entrepreneur, as we like to refer to him, involved in a lot of insurance to restaurants. The Young Professional of the Year goes to Megan Schuler. She works at National Exchange Bank and Trust, and Megan has been just instrumental in our young professionals group, YPF, and really credits her engagement in YPF as to why she has really made Fond du Lac her home and been able to succeed personally and professionally. So it'll be great to recognize her. And then we'll close out the evening with our Alan J. Beagle Lifetime Achievement Award. And this year that goes to Mike Shannon Sr. of Holiday Automotive. Mike is a longtime Fond du Lac supporter and cheerleader. And through Holiday Automotive and the success that he has had there, he and his wife Rita have been incredibly philanthropic in supporting just about every nonprofit and youth organization around Fond du Lac, but also in the spirit of that Lifetime Achievement Award and what Alan Beekle, the previous county executive, really believed in was building economic vibrancy for all of Fond du Lac County. And Mike Shannon Sr. has certainly been an accolade to that, of growing his business here, of mentoring other business leaders, mentoring his own employees to really make sure that Fond du Lac remains and continues to build itself and its economy. So that is always just, particularly for me, a really special one, because Alan Beekle had been such a mentor and influence in my life. And so, and after his passing, our board of directors voted to rename that Lifetime Achievement Award after Alan, and just making it extra special of what, you know, Alan stood for and his love of Fond du Lac County. So it's always, you know, a really inspiring night of really celebrating what's great about our county and our businesses and what makes this the place that we all are able to call home.
Is it too late to purchase tickets for this?
It is too late. We are sold out. So since this is my sixth annual meeting here, sixth year here, mm-hmm. and every year we have sold this out. So it's our largest event, 350 plus people there, and we try to make it a quick, fun, and inspiring and insightful evening.
All right. Well, Sadie, thank you for informing us about the annual meeting today. Well, the meeting is on Thursday, but you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That is Sadie Howell, who is the CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We appreciate her joining us this morning.